Hello everyone. Today's Christmas reflection is entitled The Angel to the Shepherds. Our Bible passage is from Luke 2:8-12. And this says, "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognise him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.'" Today's talk is about good news for the overlooked. In this reflection, I would like to address three questions. Firstly, what was it like being a shepherd at this time in history? Secondly, why was this announcement made to the shepherds? And thirdly, what does this mean for us today? So firstly, what was it like being a shepherd? The shepherds in Jesus' day were certainly overlooked. Shepherds were often classed as one of the lowest rungs of society. Their testimony was even inadmissible in court. Yet their role was essential within the rural community. Their primary job was the care and management of sheep, a source of wool, milk and meat, which were integral to daily life and local trade. The life of a shepherd was hard and dangerous, with constant roaming to seek pastures and water sources across varied terrains. This ever-moving role kept them on the fringes of settled community life. Their duties also made it difficult to adhere to the strict ceremonial religious laws at the time, resulting in them also feeling marginalised. Considering all of this, it's amazing to think that the shepherds were the first to hear of the good news of the Messiah's birth. They were also the first evangelists, as they left everything to tell of the good news. Many nativity scenes put the shepherds at the same time as the wise men, but their timing is different from one another. The shepherds were the first to hear the good news. On a quiet night in the region surrounding Bethlehem, a group of local men, shepherds, were tending their flocks. They were just going about their everyday work. This ordinary night transformed dramatically when an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared among them. The Bible tells us they were afraid, actually terrified, which sounds a natural reaction, but the Bible also tells us that they were instructed by the angel to not be afraid. Secondly, why was this announcement made to shepherds? Again, this is about the good news for the overlooked. As shepherds were classed as lowly and marginalised, this demonstrates the humility of Jesus' birth. Their inclusion in the nativity story signifies that the message of salvation is for everyone, regardless of social status. Additionally, many scholars take the view that the shepherds were likely tending temple flocks that provided sacrificial lambs for worship in Jerusalem, which was only about 5 miles away. This connection adds a layer of significance, as Jesus is often referred to as the Lamb of God. Shepherding is one of the oldest professions in the Bible. Shepherds are mentioned in both the Old and the New Testaments and can often symbolise humility, diligence and the pastoral care of God over his people. In the Old Testament, we're told characters such as Moses and King David were shepherds, which reflects qualities of leadership and protection. The shepherd's role is seen as a profound metaphor for spiritual guidance, most notably in Psalm 23, which depicts the Lord as a shepherd who leads and comforts his flock. Shepherds were also significant because the Old Testament promised a shepherd king who would come from the line of David. Choosing shepherds to receive the news of Jesus' birth reinforced he was the fulfillment of this promised saviour shepherd. As Jesus later declared, "I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep," in John 10:11. Lastly, shepherds themselves modelled qualities Jesus showed in his ministry. Shepherds lovingly tended their flocks, knew their sheep individually, guided them to food and water, and protected them from harm. Jesus embodies these traits as the good shepherd who knew his followers intimately, provided abundant spiritual food and living water, and laid down his life sacrificially for the sheep. The shepherds were a picture of the servant leadership and compassion Jesus would model. By making such overlooked people the first witnesses to the Messiah, the narrative could symbolise Jesus' ministry to gathering societal outcasts who were often despised as sinners by the religious elite in Luke 15:1-2. So the shepherds play a significant role, are very important in the Nativity story, which is good news for us all. So thirdly, what does this mean for us? The angel gives the good news and follows it with a sign to the shepherds. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The shepherds waste no time in responding and leaving their flocks to go. Tell the good news and worship the baby. Their immediate response to the divine call illustrates the importance of faith and action in recognizing and accepting Jesus as Lord and Saviour. As we reflect on the story of the shepherds at Christmas time, we realise how God values every individual, especially those who may feel overlooked. The shepherds remind us to be humble, willing to take risks in our faith, and eager to share the good news of Jesus. Their journey encourages us to seek God with a willingness to respond to his call in our lives. Through their example, we see that God's love is available to everyone, regardless of societal standing, and that we are all invited to be a part of his miraculous story. Shall we pray? Father God, thank you that you chose the shepherds to announce the good news of Jesus' birth. Thank you that you care for all of us who can feel overlooked at times. Thank you that no matter how small we feel, that we can have a role of telling the good news to those around. Thank you that you see us and care for us, and we're never overlooked to you. Help us this Christmas time to reach out to others who may feel overlooked and tell them the good news. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a lovely Christmas, everyone. Goodbye.